Good day, my beautiful people. So before we get started on the 7-Minute Sunday, I just want to take a second and address an elephant in the room. I'm just kidding. It's really not that serious. I really just wanted to say thank you guys for all the love that you send and share regarding 7-Minute Sunday. I can't tell you how many of you say 7-Minute Sunday is my favorite. I just love 7-Minute Sunday. 7-Minute Sunday gets my week started right. And no matter how many times I hear it, I still love it and it fills me up every time because that was my intention with creating 7-Minute Sunday. I wanted it to be a space, a thing for you that you could easily consume, absorb, to get your week started off on the right foot, because I know what it felt like on those dreaded Sundays where I just had no hope. So I want 7-Minute Sundays to be hope for you. I want it to be inspiration, and I'm so happy that all of your feedback is telling me that it is doing just that. And if you even want to help me out even more than just letting me know that it feels good, let everybody else know that it feels good as well. Just stop by iTunes. If you listen to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast on iTunes, stop by iTunes and make sure to leave a review. Not just rate it with the stars, but leave a review and let me and everybody else know how you feel about 7-Minute Sunday. If that is your favorite part of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast, you can simply just say that and just let everyone know that this is what they need to hear weekly to get their week going. That would help me out a great deal. And I would also really appreciate it, just like I appreciate your comments and your feedback. So welcome to 7-Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with goodness and inspiration to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So this week, I wrote down my topic during the week. I wrote it down what I wanted to talk to you guys about because it came up and I said, you know what? This is what we need to get into on 7-Minute Sunday. So what I wrote down was, you can't be anti and growing. Get over yourself. And I had to laugh when I looked back at what I wrote because I really did write, get over yourself. And although that may seem a little bit blunt and a little bit harsh for some people, it's so real. And as you know with me always, it comes from a place of love. And I wouldn't be saying this to you and talking to you about this if I had not experienced it myself. So I've never been an anti-person in the sense of general life. Like, I love life. I love experiencing new things. I like meeting new people. I'm open when it comes to that. But I'm also one of those people, I've learned and I recognize that when there's a common trend or when something is so popular and everyone's buzzing about it, I can easily become anti. So what that means for me and how that shows up is that I tend to sometimes block myself from what may be good for me. It may be good for me from an experience perspective or from a gathering perspective and just being able to take something in or what have you. But I tend to block myself off from it because I'm too busy being anti. I'm in my own head about it. No. I want no parts of it. But I had to realize, and that this is only through growth, I had to realize that being anti was not helping me. And it was not allowing my growth. It was not allowing me to experience some of the things that I need to experience. Now, let me give you a quick example, a very simple life example. If I've lost you and you're like, what do you mean by being anti? Have you ever gone to a restaurant with someone and you look at the menu and everyone's figuring out what they want to eat, right? So many of the options seem good. And some of them might seem a little foreign, but a lot of the people that you're with, they're open, they're willing to try, and they're deciding what they're going to order. They're saying, I'll have the shrimp salad with capers. Oh, what are capers? I don't know, but I'm gonna try it. I'm open to it. Or I'm gonna ask the wait staff what it is. Everyone's getting excited about what they are going to order and feast on. Then there's that one person who's going through the menu and they're saying, I can't get this because I don't eat tomatoes. I don't like that because it's too saucy. I don't want that because it sounds like it has beef in it and I don't know about beef from this place. I can't get this. I don't eat that. I don't like this. I hate that. Have you ever been to a restaurant with one of those people? Or have you ever been one of those people? Now, it's a very simple thing, yet it can manifest itself in so many larger ways in one's life. Because what that represents is being closed off, not being open, especially when you hear someone say that they don't eat something, yet they have never tried it. So that just means you are right now in the process of being anti. You are anti. You are not open. And when you want to live your best life, the thing that you can really do to embrace living your best life is being open, not being anti, being open to all, being open to people, being open to possibilities, being open to experiences, being open to options, being open to what the universe, the world, a higher power, whatever you want to call it, being open to what is being sent your way. When you are being anti, you cannot receive, you cannot experience, you cannot learn, you cannot grow, you cannot understand. So for me, the last thing that I want to do is be anti, because I realize how being anti can hold you back. So I'll just leave that here for now. This is our entry point into this conversation about being anti. I think we can delve into it a bit more, but I just want to start you off here and wet your palate with it and allow you to get your mind to thinking of the ways that you are either open or anti, and then making a decision as to how you might want to change things for yourself so that you can expand your experiences in life. Thank you so much for spending time with me on the 7-Minute Sunday. As always, I hope that you have an amazing week ahead. I hope that you have an open week ahead where you are experiencing all of this wonderfulness that life has to offer us. And I just really, really hope that you take in what we've chatted about this week and think about some ways that maybe you could do some things differently. So enjoy your week ahead. Thank you again for spending time with me on this 7-Minute Sunday, and keep killing it.